the EP Lull, which came out last week. So we'll play some of that. Got lots of tunes, a few things to talk about going on in the wide, wide world of web. We're going to kick it off with a couple of gems. You can reach us here on air live at 604-822-2487 via Twitter at TunesandTunes. And we're going to give away two tickets today to the Kids and Explosion event playing tomorrow night at the Media Club, so stay tuned for that. But to start things off, we're going to send out a few sounds from Toronto, and this is Christine Hart with Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When we kiss it, fever with our flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soup. Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, no, don't you dare. He gives me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? To my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them. Fever, if you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
It's undoubted business. Loving me, it's gonna be hard sometimes, but you best believe if I ain't got nothing but a dime, I'ma still make sure we have a real good time.
Disguised as no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake. In the sun, in my disgrace, boiling heat, summer stench. Neath the black, the skies look dead. Call my name through the dream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Stuttering, cold and damp, steal the warm wind, tired friend. Times are gone for honest men. sometimes far too long for snakes in my shoes, walking sleep, and my youth I pray to keep. Heaven send hell away, no one sings like you anymore. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come, wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? My head, drown my fear, till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come, wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come?
Ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Paul Anka. All right, we're back. Tweets and Tunes. Lovely Wednesday morning. Of course, that was just Paul Anka and a lovely rendition of Black Hole Sun from his album Rock Swings. Before that, you heard No Sinner from their album Boo Hoo Hoo and If Anything. And kicking off that set, you heard Christine Hart from her self-titled album and a lovely remake of Fever. As we get a little jazzy here this morning, Christine, originally from Calgary, Alberta, now living in Toronto, you can find her music on her website at christinehartmusic.com. You can also find that on iTunes as well. That's made by a company called Apple, if you didn't know. Christine, interesting story. Obviously, beautiful voice and great musician. And in the daytime, when she is not singing and wowing local audiences, she's a date coach. So, for all of those looking for a little help in that area, not me, solid, give Christine a call. No, don't call her. I won't give her number out. But go check her out. Check out the new EP. Lots of stuff going on today. Of course, Twitter was exploding on Monday night, and yesterday there was a little, apparently, kerfuffle for all of you sports fans. A little thing going on in the NFL with some officials and some poor officiating. So, of course, Twitter basically broke. And in response to that whole event, there were more retweets because of the poor officiating on Monday Night Football than all of Obama's retweets, like of his message retweeted about gay marriage. So there you go. Football certainly alive and well on the Twittersphere. And in very, very disturbing news, so much going on in the world right now. But apparently we are in for a global bacon shortage. As a matter of fact, the pundits have gone so far as to say it's unavoidable, this bacon shortage, the rising cost of food, the decreasing crops of corn, leading to a smaller swineherd in both Europe and North America than the previous year. So head out to Costco, stock up on bacon for all of you who love such things to avoid the global bacon shortage. I don't want to be a bacon hoarder, but I'm not going to lie. I do enjoy my bacon. Else going on, Twitter is ablaze with news that Justin Trudeau, son, of course, of former Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau, is going to announce next week that he is going to run for the Liberal leadership. So that's kind of interesting and somewhat neat that he's going to run, and obviously very different from just about every politician out there that we've seen. So that should make for some very interesting politics. So there you go. Now you're up to date on all that is worthy of the news. And let's give a shout out to the farmers.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
All sorts of instruments a time or two before. The trombone, organ, flute, and fiddle, and oh so many more. But none can claim to be my favorite music maker. For my ears much prefer that rounded rhythmic shaker. Well, I've plucked, I've strummed, I've keyed, I've drummed, and everything in between. But nothing sounds as pretty as my lovely tambourine. And I'm begging you tonight, don't leave me all alone. 'Cause my banjo broke a string and my guitar has lost its tone. Oh, my tambourine, she gets those toes a-tapping, fingers snapping like no other you've heard on this side of this city. These ears are born witness to all kinds of melodies. But in this life, my tambourine will play the only song for me. I've heard you shake a little Celtic on the streets of Boston, Mass. Keep time for simple southern folk by way of sweet bluegrass. Jam that 90s grunge on the damp shores of Seattle. But you sound your best back home up north playing four roughnecks and cattle. In the clubs of St. Louis, I'll be swinging some jazz and blues. Groove all sorts of Latin on the coast of Santa Cruz. And though it all sounds pleasant, you know it's not for me. For my ears yearn for country back home in Calgary. Oh, my tambourine, she gets those toes a-tapping, fingers snapping like no other you've heard on this side of this city. These ears are born witness to all kinds of melodies. But in this life, my tambourine will play the only song for me. No, I never cared for singing, I never liked to dance, I tried. But for you I tango, waltz and twist with a bullhorn by my side. 'Cause your rattle moves my hips, and your ringing moves my lips. And to me you've got a sound that just no other can eclipse. Oh, my tambourine, she gets those toes a-tapping, fingers snapping like no other you've heard on this side of this city. Ears are born witness to all kinds of melodies. But in this life, my tambourine will play the only song for me. My tambourine, she gets those toes a-tapping, fingers snapping like no other you've heard on this side of this city. These ears are born witness to all kinds of melodies. But in this life, my
tambourine will play. The only song for me is in this life my tambourine will play. The only song for me in this life my tambourine will play. The only song for me.
And you plead for what you see.
We are back here on CITR. You just heard Portage and Main going across Canada here today. Although they're from Vancouver, but Portage and Main, that lovely intersection in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And their song, What Have I Done, from their self-titled album before that. Another self-titled album just to keep the consistency going. You heard The River and the Road and their song Straw, Brick and Wood. And kicking off the whole set, that was the Dandy Dachshund from the album Little Horse and his song My Tambourine. Another Calgarian lighting up the airwaves this morning, although he is now studying school down in the United States of America. He's got his EP out there, Little Horse, some fun songs on there. So be sure and check that out. Again, that was the Dandy Dachshund. And here on the 26th of September, we've got lots of stuff happening in this day in music history. The Beatles released Abbey Road. That was their last studio album. That was it. The last one the band ever put out before their departure from Unity. And a great album. Of course, the infamous picture of them walking across the crosswalk on outside of Abbey Road Studios in London. And what else? Born on this day, great birthdays. Brian Ferry, of course, from Roxy Music, was born on this day in 1945. And also born on this day, definitely one of my favorites.
You better shape up, 'cause I need a man. But my heart is set on you. You better shape up, you better understand. To my heart I must be true.
That's right, sing along at home. Shake Shack. Probably didn't need to go on that long, but I am not ashamed to say that Grease is one of my favorite movies. That's right, you heard it. You heard it here first, live on the radio. Olivia Newton-John, born on this day in 1948. That makes her older than many other people, but younger than some. And of course, the one that I want, number one hit single from the soundtrack Grease. Well, you've got it here on CITR. We've got a couple more songs coming up. And in studio, any moment, we should have Prophecy Sun from Spell, from Tyrannohorse, from Interpretive Movement, all coming up right away.
Attention class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band. Attention class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Just what friends do.
All right, and we're back in studio on CITR, and it is my absolute pleasure this morning to welcome into the studio as we move some equipment around, turn on the lamps. Prophecy Sun, welcome.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, world.
It is.
I'm still asleep.
Yeah, well, it's pretty darn early. You know, I'll just tell you the caliber of the show that we can get A-list rock stars into our studio at this time of the morning. Everybody wants to be on Tweets and Tunes.
It's beautiful out. I wouldn't change a thing. It got me out of my dreamland, out of my bed with my cats and on the bus and in here. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's nice to be here.
You were rocking the beeline, eh?
Yeah. Good old beeline.
I think we need to go YouTube and do Gangnam Style. We need to do beeline style. a little flash mob on there.
Yeah, that would be good. It was a pretty fast ride, actually. I don't think I've ever been on such a fast ride in the morning out to UBC before.
Not too many people hopping on the train there to hit UBC first thing in the morning.
Oh, you got to do Celebration Rock.
Yeah. Which one do you want?
The big one right now.
The House That Heaven Built?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah. It's a great video, too.
Yeah. And you know what? Let's, we'll, in talking just about our Japandroids here, Polaris. We were just talking about the Polaris Music Awards, and there were some great artists. Feist won. And again, like you said, she works.
She works really hard. I mean, but the caliber of the performers that she was against, let's say, or that were against her, I mean, it's a pretty mighty crew. I'm surprised, but I'm at the same time, I'm thrilled for her. So
yeah, and just so great, how her career, got the real bump, and obviously, let's chalk that up to iTunes. And sometimes it's edit, we talk about this, but there's just such an incredible music scene here in Vancouver that, I could rattle off 25 bands that could be Feist, that could be, world class. Mm-hmm. And it's just finding that break sometimes. And
You never know what's going to stick with the public. Yeah. Or, it could be the craziest thing. In this case, it's somebody who actually is a hard worker, whose music and musicality is off the cuff. So hats off to her.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other nominees, great. Cadence Weapon from Edmonton. And I love that album. In a Dirt City, which is funny if you've ever been to Edmonton.
I'm actually going to get the chance in November when I go on a small little tour.
That's right. And you're going to head out to my neck of the woods. You went to Calgary?
I'm going to be playing solo at a festival called Soundosaurus, and then doing a couple shows in Edmonton and in Lethbridge. And we'll see what else I can manage.
LA. Lethbridge, Alberta.
So it'll be my first time to that neck of the woods. I'm kind of excited.
It's awesome. It's a great
But who goes in November? Apparently I do.
Apparently you. Apparently only Prophecy Sun.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to pack parkas because I'm cold in Vancouver.
Yeah. You're going to need woolies.
I'm going to need face masks.
Tell you what, when we leave here today, we'll make a trip to Mark's workhouse. We'll find some thermal underwear.
Perfect.
And get you all
Socks.
Set up. Yeah.
Things for my hands and my face will be perfect.
My wife bought same thing. She's always cold.
Yeah.
And we were down in Oregon, and we went to the Columbia Outfitter, and she bought these winter boots that you plug in at night, and they recharge for 4 hours. They heat.
Oh my gosh!
So she was uber excited about
that. Oh, that sounds divine.
Yeah,
Watch out, Soundosaurus. I might be wearing funny foot gear in my.
Oh no, you can rock them. They're stylish. Yeah. And Edmonton's great. I lived there for a little over a year, and it's got an incredible music scene.
Yeah, I hear that.
The city. Being from Calgary, we always say that the best thing that ever came out of Edmonton was the number 2 highway south to Calgary.
Nice.
But, it's for live music, I say it's definitely got heads up on Calgary. They just, some incredible artists there, but just such a great scene. And just, it's not Vancouver and it's certainly not Toronto, but you just get such a variety. There's some great artists that come out of there. So.
And a lot of thriving scenes, too, apparently. I'm going to be playing, I think, 2 different scenes. One is with Parker from Ramshackle Day Parade, the label there, at sort of more of a noise-based label, and then I think the art crowd, so we'll see.
Now, I would. Who are you touring, or who are you sharing the stage with in Calgary?
Nimelin, who is on this. He's a Canadian artist who is. He's on also on the label Panaspria. That's where I released my third album, Bird Curious, for my solo project. And also Matmus.
Okay, yeah.
Who have worked with Bjork. And yeah. I mean, I can't even believe that I was chosen for this festival. Nine Artists International, and I'm one of them. Okay. Yay!
Yeah. I'm not so surprised, but I know it's going to be great for you, and it's at a great venue.
Yeah, I'm one of the opening acts. I'm on the first night, so the rest will be amazing just to watch and be participating in.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to play some tracks off of the new Spell EP. We'll talk a little bit more about that right now, but let's listen, as per your request. Let's play
yes.
A few Japandroids and the house that Heaven built, coming up here in just a second.
Perfect. I have two sisters and three brothers, and one of my sisters, Monashi, and her her bandmate Falco. They had a band called Monashi and Falco, and they actually shared the space with the Japandroids for quite a while. Their rehearsal space.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and I saw them at a long time ago at Hoko's, and then after that, they got huge.
They're massive, and I think they're on a European tour now.
Yeah, you know what? But I have never, from my understanding, those two are some of the hardest workers in the industry. Those two, when they go into a practice, they actually practice for like 5 hours straight, and they're set, and then they do it again and again every single time. From what my sister says, they are incredibly. Yeah.
Yeah, tight. All right. Well, without further ado, Japandroids from Celebration Rock.
Oh, lifeless life with no fixed address to give. But you're not mine to die for anymore, so I must
become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at CITR.ca.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Yes, that was not a theremin.
No.
That was something. I'm not sure what that was.
But guitar and pedal, I think.
Guitar and pedal. I've heard about these guitars and pedals. Tell me more. Speaking of theremins,
yeah.
How many times a day do you use that phrase?
You know what?
Yeah, several. None.
Just like trying to describe my name.
Describe it. No. What type of theremin do you have? Did you build your own theremin?
That is from a kit that I got online. It's actually a theremin that has it's a little delinquent. It's been slightly broken and has tape holding up part of the antenna. But that's what makes the really cool sounds that I can make on it. I have a second theremin that the guys in Tyrannosaurus got me for recently, and that one is like the mother load. It has like the deepest bass sounds. I'll be bringing that one out soon.
Yeah. Okay.
But in the meantime, we're sticking with the little
tried, tested and true.
Yeah, that one I can pick up on with my finger and kind of move around. The other one, I'm going to need a stand.
It's true. You're like a globetrotter with your
curl. Yeah.
So the new one, is it a Moog?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it's an actual official like quote unquote theremin. I got to use it once for Rock Lotto, and since then it's been kind of hanging out at my house, and the two of us are getting a little acquainted with each other.
Fantastic. Yeah. I did my theremin research previous there, and lots of great theremins and just great theremin t-shirts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh. I googled theremin t-shirts. I'm always interested.
Oh, now you got me interested. Yeah. I've never a theremin t-shirt. If anybody out there is listening, you know what to give me on my next birthday.
Which is...
forever. I'm a Leo. That's the most I will say.
Okay. We were talking about famous birthdays. I mean myself, because there's no one here early in the morning.
Okay.
Olivia Newton-John's birthday was today.
Of course.
We played songs from Greece.
Okay.
I was going to play Let's Get Physical, but I couldn't find it because no one has that. So I had the opportunity to, speaking of Tyrannosaurus, to see you guys at the Media Club.
Oh, yeah.
The Bear Mountain had their
EP
release. But you guys were fantastic, and
the whole
band was great. You know, you guys were just awesome sitting out there front and chatting away. And
they're pretty talented guys. They're an eclectic group, that's for sure.
Completely, and that's awesome. But the chemistry that you guys have is unbelievable.
That's good to hear. It's weird when you're the one on the stage just doing it, and I don't know. You know, we all have a pretty good time. It's a fun group to play with.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Spell.
Yeah, sure. This is a band that I'm in that is with sound artist Kristen Roos, and he is he's just a genius. There's no other word for him. We've been together around the same time, about 3 years. It was birthed around the same time as Tyrannosaurus and my other band, Under the Sun. Ooh. And it's a project that is experimental. We're both improvisers, so we were very intuitive performers, and working with him, he will put together some type of structure with his music, and I get the opportunity just sort of stream of consciousness, just throw out lyrics. And so what this album is basically captured pieces of those jams.
Very cool. Very cool. When did you guys start for this? When did the concept kind of come up, and when did it...
album? Yeah. Or we started recording things seriously last year, and then just in the last couple months, really, we're kind of like, okay, let's release this. I think we're ready. So yeah, it's I'm so proud of this EP. It's one of my favorites of any project I've worked on. Just because of the fact that it's so intuitive. It's my solo work is like that, and with Spell it just comes out.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's get right to it. Let's play Lookout.
Sounds good.
The radio debut of Lookout from Spell and the LP Lull.
Would you believe?
CITR. That was Look Out.
Yeah, good morning, Vancouver.
Good morning, Vancouver, CITR 101.9. All the hits all the time. Prophecy Sun in studio.
And that's
that
me.
That was Look Out from the new EP, Lull. You know what? Everyone's calling it EP these days.
I know, you can't help. But anything, I think the actual technical term, if it's anything under 5 songs, like there's a certain length, then it's definitely an EP versus an LP. Yeah, 5 or under.
I still call things albums.
I know, yeah.
You look behind you, look at that wall.
yeah, albums.
That is 109 metric tons of vinyl.
Wow.
I'm not sure that's the exact amount, but there's a lot of records in there. But yeah, I still, I don't call things 8 tracks anymore, but still albums. So, Look Out. Okay, so take me through. Let's talk more about the stream of consciousness. Take me through the songwriting process.
Well, Kristen, I generally how we work is we'll just sort of improvise together in a room. But for this album, we actually took it to the next level as far as our growth as a band. In this case, Kristen had some very specific beats and things that he wanted to bring to me, so he would record and jam those things out on his own and then send me, or I would come in and I'd be like, oh, this is so awesome, and I'd take a listen through it once or twice and then basically sit there and be like, okay, I'm ready, and then basically he would record me singing. And similar to how we work generally, so you just kind of don't know what you're going to get. But in this case, I generally like to look at things while I'm singing or close my eyes. So for a couple of these tracks, I just picked up the local newspaper, just held it in my hands, and most words will jump out at me here and there, just like, you know, look or something else. And yeah, so that's kind of how I work. I'm kind of like a thesaurus. I kind of just pick out things and then mash them all together.
Thesaurus, that was the really big one with the teeth and the claws, right? That's lived in the Paleozoic era.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's also, it's similar. I'm because I'm an improviser, it's a beautiful thing, it's a complicated thing, and also a challenging thing. Because once these are recorded, I then actually have to listen to them back and memorize them. Because I have no idea what I'm doing in the moment.
And that's what I was going to ask. So how much does it change between the conceptual phase and the actual recording phase? Like, how much do the songs differ? Because obviously when you're interpretive and you're doing things intuitively, you know, it's not scripted. So how much do you find the songs change between the conceptual phase and when you actually lay down the track?
Well, for my own solo work, I tend to not be very precious about what you hear recorded is what I recorded on the spot. And similarly in Spell, any of the lyrical stuff you're hearing there was recorded on the spot and then just mished with the, like it's like a layered track on top of what Kristen's built already. So from beginning to end, what you actually are hearing is pretty spot on.
That's it, eh?
But in the case with Spell, Kristen has an incredible ear to fine-tune by adding maybe a little louder beats and then fading my voice out here and there. Like, he's a very gifted sound artist, so.
All right.
I hope that answered
you. Yeah,
I'm an improviser.
That was more than I could have expected. That was fantastic. All right, so we're going to play another track, but not quite yet, because I want to play some Tirana Horse.
Oh, great.
And shout out to your foe. And my favorite song off the Garbage Bears EP.
Yes.
Rumble Tumble.
Oh, awesome.
Here we go.
We'll be right back.
that didn't pick you up. You're heartless and you have a black soul.
Again, good morning.
And good morning, Vancouver.
Good morning, Vancouver.
Easing you into the 7:30 hour with Tirana Horse.
Yes.
And Garbage Bears.
Yeah. What a fun, fun track.
Yeah, and if you... For those of you out listening, Mom, if you haven't seen the video for that, go YouTube that bad boy. It's,
Rumble Tumble.
Rumble Tumble. So much fun.
Such a great thank you, Jim Gerard and Greg Crompton for doing that. And that was filmed and done in...
On the roof of the Roxy? Or the Roxy, the rickshaw.
Yeah, good old... thank you, Mo. He just... allowed us to use his space. He's like, I have this place. You want to ever record a music video? Just let me know. I'm like, okay, I'll keep that in mind. And then boom, one day it was like, okay, we're doing a Tirana Horse video up there.
Yeah.
That's going to be perfect.
Well, that's awesome. And speaking of live at venues like the Rickshaw, but not the Rickshaw, you guys are at the Railway Club tonight still.
Yeah, Spell's at the Railway Club tonight with Greer, I believe it's Ornament, and Namshub.
Yes.
Namshub's great. Yeah, Namshub's great. I love those guys.
It's going to be a great lineup. And if you check on our Facebook page shortly or on Twitter, you can see Prophecy in a Krispy Kreme Donuts hat that just happened to be sitting here in the studio. You know, the guys that are on air basically before me, sure, this is the last night show, is Crimes and Treasons.
Oh, and how appropriate to have a Krispy Kreme.
Nothing says hardcore rap like a Krispy Kreme donut hat.
Yes, very much so.
So they always leave interesting things in the studio. And so I never know what I'm going to find, although I'm just so happy that they never do anything to the chair.
Yeah,
that's kind of personal.
It looks really nice in here, guys.
It is. We had to dim the lights somewhat and turn on the... it's pretty bright in here, pretty fluorescent.
Yeah, but you know, I'm really, really sensitive to light. It doesn't matter if it's daylight or... I mean, I'm part vampire, I guess. But I'm very sensitive to light, very sensitive to sound.
Well, you and I are basically melanin twins.
Yeah. Yes.
We make the Pillsbury Doughboy look tanned.
Yes. Yeah. I know. And I have a tan right now.
Right. I can tell. Me too. And so you and I were chatting on Facebook yesterday. And then, I was getting into the deep philosophical discussion about music, about where it comes from. Mm-hmm. And you completely cut off our conversation to take a picture of your cat.
Yeah, okay, well, I was working at home, and then I went out into the public, and I have, right now, I only have 3 cats now. I used to have 6, then I had 5, and now I'm down to 3. And one of my cats, Afro, decided to sleep literally on top of the old cat, which is Velcro. And Velcro was kind of scooching underneath one of the blankets, and literally my big black cat, Afro, laid on top of her, so all you could see was her head, and then he was wrapped all around her, and I just was like, this is priceless, because she just fell right asleep. She's always really cold.
Yeah.
And so when Afro laid on top of her, I was like, okay, I gotta take a picture of this. I'm really sorry, but this is too precious.
So there we go. Radio DJs rank somewhere below cat pictures, which is great, because Oswaldo from the Morning After show.
Yes, I love Oswaldo.
Every day he posts a new cat photo on his Facebook.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, but really, cat photos, you can't go wrong. They just get your attention. Animals, they always will surpass anything we do.
Yeah. You know, my short time here at CITR, I've come to the conclusion that... cats are the official animals of indie rockers.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? They don't complain much, and they always come back and love you.
Which, you know, I'll get into this later. There was we talked about this on a show a couple of weeks ago, but there was a study on from the UK. They did a study based on what your personality type is, depending on what music you listen to.
Uh-huh.
And but we'll leave that connection for a little bit later. Okay, let's get back to the Lull LP.
Sounds
good. And this is Don't Resist.
Thank you.
CITR. Hey, Abraham.
How you doing, my man?
I'm well, my brother. How are you doing?
Really good. Hey, good morning. Prophecy.
Nice name.
Yeah, thank you.
I hope everyone's good. Nice to see you. I'm just hanging out with my good friend. I love him a lot. Take it. Have a wonderful morning. Enjoy your coffee. Take it easy, folks.
Good morning. Nice to meet you.
Abraham, he's working on his show. He's laying down demos for a show proposal.
Oh, fabulous.
So he wanders in here usually.
Well, I have a feeling.
Usually Wednesday mornings.
I will see you some other point. Maybe in one of my other bands.
He is A lot of energy.
Yeah.
You know why? Because he probably doesn't get up at 4:15.
No.
All my energy comes in a cup.
Oh.
Yes, yes. Oh, well, that's...
But you're a beaming individual, so I have a feeling that you're probably like this all
the
time. That's
true. People actually want to call me Jason's son.
Oh.
Yeah, because I just illuminate.
I can see that in you. No, there's kindred spirit there, which is, doesn't matter if it's 3 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, you're generally a high energy, positive individual. It's very rare to meet somebody else like that who doesn't want to chop you up with an axe.
Which is such a... Well, speaking of going to Edmonton, mm-hmm. you know, they had a big string of people doing that. And
okay.
So yeah. Don't go down. If anyone asks you, hey, do you want to see my suitcase down by the River Valley?
Yeah, no.
Say no.
Okay.
Oh, yes. And that's one of the things I love about Vancouver. We are now like 27 years free of axe incidents.
Okay.
For major crime.
Okay. Yeah, I promised I won't bring anything out today.
Okay, well, good. I appreciate it. More people are killed every year by theremin players than all other causes combined.
Or cat lovers.
Or cat lovers. Yeah, so that's a whole other thing.
Suffocate you with a cat.
More. You know, more people are killed every year by coconuts than by sharks.
Oh.
Yeah. Learn that. Go to the Vancouver Aquarium, folks. You learn. Oh, my son loves the Vancouver Aquarium. And so you go to the shark exhibit and they do the shark tour.
Right.
And more people are killed by coconuts falling out of trees than eaten by sharks.
Yes. Sensational sharks versus coconuts. I choose. Yeah.
A great name for a band. Fear the Coconut.
Fear the Coconut.
That might be my next
put it in the bag.
Okay, enough of this banter and witty retort.
Oh yeah, this is aunts and uncles. My friend Adrian, who is a dear friend in the music industry. This is one of her bands called Aunts and Uncles.
All right, and this is November coming up here right away.
That sounds like
that sounds
like Spell.
That sounded very much like Spell off
it
the LP.
It did.
Wall. All right. Well, no time like the present for CD number 2, as you may have heard here earlier.
Thank you. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
I knew I had a problem.
Eating and eating.
I felt so alone.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. Start living the life you deserve. Find us on the web at oa.org.
All right, back, CITR.
Good morning.
Is it wrong to play an Overeaters Anonymous message right before breakfast?
No, not at all.
Nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
No.
All right, so... talk about what we just heard there. That was Aunts and Uncles and November. Mm-hmm. And you guys gig together frequently.
Yeah.
Frequent giggers.
Yeah. Tyrannosaurus loves Aunts and Uncles. And we can't wait to play with them again soon.
Awesome. And then before that, we heard Don't Resist off of Lull again at the Railway. I love the Railway Club.
Yeah, me too. It's such a good sound. Kristen and I in Spell were hoping to... I don't know. We'll pull something out tonight. It'll be good.
You know what? I don't know if they got the air conditioning fixed there.
Ooh.
Or something happened. But that stage used to be, like, that was the gauntlet for any band. Like, if you wanted to make it first, you had to sit on the stage of the Railway and sweat your ears off. Yeah. I say sweat your ears off. It was...
Well, it's, to me, I don't know, I've played that stage a lot, and it's still really warm up there, so I don't know what it's like to be an audience member, but boy, it's warm.
Yeah, well, let's see, as of when's... I've started noticing a distinct temperature change about 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
So have you been there playing in the last 2 months?
Yeah, I played there about 2 months ago. But like I said, I don't know. I jump around when
Then 1.9 months ago, there was a distinct temperature change.
I would be really curious.
Yes.
Well, I'll find out tonight.
Well,
I'll find out
your curiosity
tonight
will not have to wait long.
Mm-mm.
All right. We are almost out of time. For those of you who tuned in hoping to hear the Suburban Jungle, Mark fell off a 4-story balcony and broke his tibia.
Oh my gosh.
No, that's not true at all.
Oh, I fell out of a building. I've fallen off. Anyways, when I was little.
Really?
Yeah, off a 3-story building. Actually, when I was 5.
I had to, about the time I was probably 4, had to jump out of a 4-star building, caught on fire.
Oh.
And they threw me out to like the fire
trampoline
thing.
Really?
Down there.
Oh, I had concrete. I was chasing a cat.
Again, cat stories.
I know.
Tune in next week for Cat Stories with Prophecy from 6:30 to 8 a.m. on CITR.
Put you back to sleep.
I think it was actually... I think my mother now looks back on that as one of those fantasy moments that every parent dreams of being able to throw your child out the window at some point. Not to their death, of course. That would be wrong.
No, no.
You know, not Michael Jackson hanging your baby over
not blanket.
No. Just into a large trampoline.
Oh, see, that sounds amazing.
Operated by professionals, firemen.
Better than concrete.
Mud. If I'm going to fall, it wants to be on.
Yeah.
Not on concrete. So anyways, Suburban Mark is fine. DJ Jack Velvet will not be here today, but we will play a podcast. That's right, the August 22nd podcast of Suburban Jungle.
Awesome.
Coming up shortly.
Synthcake.
You want to end off with some Synthcake?
Yeah, let's do it. I love Synthcake.
Right.
Lana is a dear friend of mine as well, and they also play with Tyrone.
So when you say that, dear friend, are they friends that are part deer?
Oh, could
or
be.
Or just close?
You know what? Other beings.
Wow.
They are definitely, they work in a different realm than most.
They're
more like spirit folks. Yeah, well,
not tied to the terra firma.
No. Let's do this in ode to Tyrannosaurus also has a track called Alice. So let's play Alice from Synthcake's album.
Molding Through Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's get our Alice on. Thanks again for tuning in. You can find us back here next Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver and streaming online at CITR.ca. And you can stay in touch with us on Facebook at facebook.com/tweetsandtunes. And you can find us on Twitter at tweetsandtunes. And again, my deep and sincere thanks to Prophecy.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for wearing the Krispy Kreme hat as well.
Oh, my pleasure.
That made it worth getting up at 4:15 for me just to come in here and see you there. Thanks so much for coming in. I know that this isn't necessarily your usual time and place of the morning. So,
it's my dream hour. I'm in a dream and in a fog and in a happy place right now, just where I am.
All right. Thank you. And this is Synth Cake coming up live. Right now, in living color, here we go, Alice.
Friend.